You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 7-4. And Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win in the market at 12-1. Tottenham, both these sides actually been superb this season so far. Locked together in the league on 21 points, Lee. Tottenham's performance against Arsenal in their most recent Premier League match was excellent for large periods. Didn't kill them off, though, and Kieran Gibbs nipped in and got that equaliser. West Ham have actually faltered slightly recently with the loss at Watford, followed by the draw at home against Everton. And the big news here, Dimitri Payet, who has been instrumental for West Ham throughout the season, is out for this game, out for 3 months, and that could be a huge factor in the future for West Ham.
Yeah, it could well be. We were talking the week, weren't we? I was talking to one of our one of the training bosses, Derek, and he was saying they'd been looking at the stats on West Ham, and they're one of those teams who everything's been going in for them. When you look at the actual stats of shots and all the rest of it, everything that could fall for West Ham has fallen for them, done brilliantly. But he said over a course of a season, that will level itself out. Now, it might be that, you know, this injury is blamed for that, but it may be that they're about to embark on a bit of a dip in form. But for a team, I know the best player so far this season is missing for this game, but can you ignore 5-1?
No,
when they've already been to Liverpool and won and been to Man City and won. I ignored it my peril in the Man City game. I thought, now they can't do it again after beating Liverpool, you know. So, you know, I think 5-1 is way too big. I actually think the draw is a huge player in this game, though, because I think Tottenham are a decent side and I think he's got them going. I think in Kane they've got a player who's scoring now, obviously you've got Dele Alli as well, who's obviously, you know, risen to prominence in the last week for England.
Eric Dier as well.
I mean look at the list of players. Ericsson, they've got you never thought you'd say this, but one of the major misses for them this week will be Eric Lamella, but they get Heung-Min Son back as well into the team, so they've got plenty going forward. Dembele there, they're a good team. I think 5-1's massive, really, for a team who have been as good as West Ham have been, but I'm not going to back it. I know Derek will, so I'll leave him to do that, and I'll be the weakling as usual, and you can either take the draw, no bet, or the plus one. I think that 5-1 gives you a nice price to be able to get stuck in with a bit of insurance on your side. So West Ham plus a goal is 11-8. Great bet to have two outcomes on your side, and you get a price about 11-8 about it. 100-30 for the draw, no bet. So West Ham win, you get paid out 100-30. If it's a draw, you get your money back. I'll go for the plus one, West Ham. I think it'll be 2-2 draw, by the way.
That you know, that's a professional bet, Lee. You know,
thanks.
But West Ham with the draw 11-8. I mean, that's just crazy. But
our betting expert, it gives me great pride for you to call me a professional.
I'm going to go for West Ham at fives. You know, for many of the reasons Lee's just outlined, and Tottenham. Well, basically, you know, you look at West Ham 5-1, and you know it's gigantic, and then you look at Tottenham at 8-15, and it's minuscule. It's just too short, isn't it? I can't work out the prices. Let me ask you about the anatomy of odds making in the Premier League, right? Every punter who will look at this fixture, who's been looking at the Premier League this season, will think West Ham 5-1, too big. Every punter will think that. They might not all back it, but they will all think that, right? So how have all the bookmakers? They're all five. Pretty much every bookmaker is 5-1 West Ham. So has every bookmaker and odds compiler come up and think, West Ham, we're making about 5-1 for that game. Whereas every punter in the land knows it shouldn't be more than 3-1, maybe 7-2. What has happened? How do your odds compilers get to 5-1? Is there a tissue? Some one guy working in an office somewhere in Waterlooville or somewhere like that decides, right, this is the tissue for this game, and I reckon 9-2, 5-1 West Ham. And then all the odds compilers trust his judgment, and then he follows suit. Is that what happens? Because I can't believe for a second that there's, 10 or 12 different odds compilers who all think West Ham are 5-1 pokes here. Can you explain that?
I think they're led by others, and I think the fact that Payet is out and he's been so influential for them this season, they are thinking, I know what you're saying about people wanting to back West Ham at 5-1, but without Payet, are people going to be wanting to back West Ham at 5-1? I'm not as convinced by this as you two chaps. I think Spurs are one of the best sides in the league, and I'm not entirely convinced West Ham are.
No, what you said about the stats and all that, it's fair. And it possibly is true that everything has fallen right for West Ham. And, you know, they scored 12 goals away from home. Maybe they've only had 14 shots on target in those games. But the fact remains, the level on points with Tottenham, they're playing fantastic away from home. And the 5-1, it's just...
I think the draw's big, though. I think they might... I'm not speaking for the traders because it's way above my skill level. But I think... I sense that they're trying to get West Ham in and the draw's massive for them. I think the draw is the biggest play here, personally. Because I think West Ham... I like the way he sets teams up and I think... You know, when a major player is out, the first couple of games that player's out, the other players step up to the plate.
Yeah,
you only start to sense his absence, I think, after a few games. So I don't think they are going to be that affected by him not being there. There are other players who've played exceptionally well in this team. But yeah, I think it's interesting. It's too big a price. You just sense that they're trying to get lures in, don't you, Derek?
Yeah,
5-1.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they're doing. But you know that. But to be worried about that is to admit that the odds compilers know more than you do, and they might well do. Well, in your case, yes, they certainly do.
But, absolutely, I'll admit that.
I'm not having it. I refuse to believe that they do.
Fair enough.
One bet that could be worth looking at here as well is the goals bet. Only West Ham have scored more first half goals than Spurs, so these two sides have scored more first half goals than any other sides in the Premier League this season. For the first half to be the highest scoring half in this match is 19-10. When you consider, obviously, the tie is a big runner there. When you consider the second half's even money, maybe have a look at that 19-10 for the first half to be the highest scoring one as well. So just to recap then, both with the Hammers, 5-1 for Derek, and you're playing the Lee, you're playing the plus one West Ham.
11-8. Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.